It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5. These are the 5 big stories of the week, the ones with the most impact on our lives going forward. Topic number 5 this week, of course, Russia and Ukraine. President Biden, President Putin spent 2 hours face-to-face via video chat earlier this week, Tuesday, discussing the situation in Ukraine. Putin wanted some guarantee from the United States and our NATO allies that we would not eventually expand the treaty organization to include Ukraine. Ukraine wants to be a member of the organization because Article 5 of the NATO Charter requires all members of the organization to come to the defense of one that's been attacked. So if Russia were to send troops into Ukraine, it would obligate Western Europe and North America to essentially enter war with Russia. American and NATO has long said that just ruling out Ukraine membership is a non-starter. Tens of thousands of Russian troops are massed on the Ukrainian border, concerned about the presence of Western forces inside Ukraine. On Wednesday, President Biden said to reporters that he is not considering sending American soldiers to Ukraine to confront Russia. That at least is good news. Biden said, quote, "We have a moral obligation and a legal obligation to our NATO allies if they were to attack under Article 5. It's a sacred obligation. That obligation does not extend to Ukraine." I will say this. We empathize with the people of Ukraine. When you look at the history of their relations with Russia over the years, especially during the Stalin years, when literally millions of Ukrainians were starved to death, you can understand why they would not want to be under Russian control. But from Russia's standpoint, you can understand why they wouldn't want NATO missiles inside Ukraine any more than we wanted Russian missiles in, say, Cuba back in 1962. Meanwhile, Ukraine is reportedly deploying heavy weapons near the contact line with Russian forces in Donbass, that's eastern Ukraine. Spokeswoman for Russia's foreign ministry said the European Union has joined the process of the militarization of Ukraine. While this is going on, Russia's Ministry of Defense reported that fighter jets were scrambled a couple of times this past week to accompany French military jets, on one occasion at least, accompanied by a French Air Force C-135 refueling craft as they flew over international waters in the Black Sea. Again, this happened twice in 2 days. And the UK reportedly sending additional troops to Poland and Lithuania as tensions at their borders with Russia and Belarus continued to ramp up. UK's Ministry of Defense said that 140 military engineers had been sent to Poland and a separate team to Lithuania. Topic number 4 this week, while that's going on, China is making noise, and tensions with China not easing at all. We told you this week about military analysts who believe that China's been developing Trojan horse-style methods for delivering cruise missiles on target without giving American air defenses or missile defenses enough time to react by stashing them inside shipping containers. There are literally millions of those on the water at any given moment, and finding which one might have a container inside or a missile inside the container would be next to impossible. Now, this would violate international treaties on using commercial civilian vessels as warships, essentially, but we're dealing with an enemy that's looking at ways of getting around its, at least for now, technological inferiority to the United States. But China is making inroads and catching up as far as the technology gap between the U.S. and China. Again, the report this week based on an interview with The Sun Online, UK news outlet, and Rick Fisher, a senior fellow in Asian military affairs. He said that while China has not confirmed that they've got missiles that can do this, be launched from inside shipping containers, it is likely that they have them. Now, the other big news concerning China is something we've talked about previously, and that's the collapse of the property development firm Evergrande. Monstrous company with a lot of debt, and it is now officially in default of bonds. That's not a surprise. The question is whether the Chinese government can control the fallout from this. 10 other Chinese real estate firms have already defaulted on bonds since June, leading to a freeze in the bond market and a sharp drop in home sales and prices in China, which is putting a drag on the Chinese economy, which is already stagnating somewhat. People's Bank of China reiterated Friday, today, that risk to the economy from Evergrande's debt crisis can be contained, but the reality is that without government backstopping Evergrande, it's likely that China's housing market will collapse. Beijing knows this. And then the question becomes, what will the Chinese Communist Party do to tamp down public unrest over what is happening here, which is essentially an economic meltdown caused by unrestrained speculation by large investment firms, similar to what happened here in the United States with the subprime mortgage collapse back in 2008 and 2009. Would an invasion of Taiwan be a sufficient distraction? These are questions that keep military and foreign policy analysts awake at night. Topic number three, Omicron. Scientists think they found a stealth version of Omicron. You can see it there sneaking down the hospital hallway. It's believed to be a sister variant developed alongside the, or that has developed, I should say. Developed makes it sound like it was created in a laboratory, which might be true for the original version, but I digress. Anyway, this is dubbed by a scientist as a sneakier version because of a mutation that makes it more difficult for tests to detect. This new form, Omicron, spotted in South Africa, Australia, and Canada. Again, the good news this week is that the data from South Africa has not shown a corresponding uptick in hospitalizations and deaths alongside the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. Again, this is following the pattern of coronaviruses throughout history. As they become more transmissible, they become less deadly. In fact, this is the way viruses typically mutate and the way pandemics generally burn themselves out. The virus mutates to where it's more transmissible but less lethal. However, as we've seen this week, governments not letting this go to waste, using this as an excuse to push booster shots and more restrictions on freedom of movement. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, as we told you, mandating the coronavirus vaccine for all private sector employees in the city beginning December 27th. Now, it's not clear how he'll be able to enforce this when federal judges here in the United States have pretty much put a halt on President Biden's vaccine mandates for private sector workers, federal contractors, and healthcare workers. Of course, somebody's going to have to sue New York City and the mayor in order to get the courts involved. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is catching a lot of pushback today for his Plan B. This is the UK government's response to Omicron. This includes vaccine passports, ordering Brits to work from home if possible, and an expansion of the number of places where masks must be worn. This comes just days after the government urged Brits to keep their Christmas party plans, which makes no sense because now the government is telling people, work from home, but go ahead and have your parties. And all of this as news has been breaking over the last few days in the UK about illicit parties taking place among government figures, politicians, and bureaucrats last Christmas when the rest of the country was under severe COVID restrictions. As many as six parties are in Whitehall, that's the area that houses the UK government, Christmas parties, which included Prime Minister Johnson and other high-ranking government officials, which suggests that Tories, the Conservative Party in the UK, and based on similar hypocrisy here in the United States and elsewhere around the world, suggests that government officials know that COVID, while not completely harmless, is not nearly as dangerous as they've been trying to get us to believe. I mean, if they really thought that this was such a threat to life, limb, and everything, they themselves would be following the rules that they're expecting the rest of us to follow. There are calls for Prime Minister Johnson to resign. And to repeat, this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Contrary to a claim on British television this past week by Dr. Hilary Jones, 90% of the COVID patients hospitalized in the UK are not unvaccinated. It's only 36%. The other 64% of COVID patients hospitalized in the UK are fully vaccinated. Bolster your immune system. That will do you more good because the vaccines will not keep up with the mutating virus. And speaking of vaccines, by the way, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration here in the U.S., is now asking a judge to give it 75 years to produce data concerning the Pfizer vaccine. That's up 20 years from the previous request we told you about. They originally wanted 55 years to release all the safety data that the FDA used to go ahead and recommend the vaccine. Now they want 75 years because, you know, nothing says trust the science like making people wait 75 years for the data. Topic number two, the Supreme Court. We talked this week about the Supreme Court hearing arguments in the case from Mississippi. That's the first real challenge to Roe versus Wade, the case, the landmark case that first challenge in about 30 years to the landmark case that made abortion here in the United States a constitutionally protected right. This ruling is not expected until next June, but the way the arguments went before the court has made pro-abortion activists very, very nervous. As we told you, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are now pushing the Senate to abandon the filibuster so they can pass a law mandating abortion, legalized abortion in all 50 states. But because of what has happened, we're seeing some interesting movement politically around the United States. Governor Gavin Newsom of California has announced that California will become a sanctuary state, a sanctuary state for women from other states seeking abortions if the Supreme Court, when it finally rules, does overturn Roe versus Wade. Well, this is what the Constitution, a fair reading of the Constitution, dictates, that the states should determine for themselves whether this is to be allowed or not. And if California wants to allow it, well, the voters there are going to have to deal with that particular issue. A group of abortion providers and advocacy organizations rolled out 45 recommendations to the state government there for on how it can boost support for out-of-state people, women, seeking to kill their unborn child. And by the way, President Joe Biden's Supreme Court Commission, this almost lost in the shuffle this week. On Monday, it announced its recommendations. This was the commission that was convened to determine whether they should pack the court with more liberal judges. Kind of dashed the hopes of progressives when it refused to endorse court packing or term limits for Supreme Court justices. Coming up, humanity 2.0. That is our future. That's next on the Friday Five.
Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest holiday giveaway of the year. The Misfits Grand Giveaway. With so many in the body of Christ experiencing seasons of loneliness, insecurity, doubts about their God-given purpose, or feel like out-of-place misfits in the kingdom of God, the time for change is now. In their new book, Misfits, the ladies of Simply His delve into the vital spiritual realities and theological principles that demonstrate how these discouraging sentiments are not unique to you, but may in fact be indicators that you're on the verge of a spiritual breakthrough. In Misfits, you will learn surprisingly simple but life-changing biblical information that will empower you to discover your untapped potential, to find your God-ordained calling, and to embrace your destiny. Also included in this incredible holiday giveaway is Donna Howell's thrilling sequel to the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, entitled Ebenezer, where she answers what was left unaddressed at the end of the Dickens novel, such as, whatever becomes of Tiny Tim? And what happens when people from all over London witness the change in Ebenezer and learn that the motivation behind all of his transformation began with what they believed to be ghostly visitations? You'll also receive the never-before-released collection Christmas Classics, a beautiful volume of 9 full books with 14 stories total, all celebrating Christmas. These classic narratives will warm your heart and inspire you this holiday season, featuring titles in their entirety like A Christmas Carol, The Shepherd Story, The Shepherd Who Didn't Go, The Gift of the Magi, The Other Wise Man, and several more. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 110 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length books are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $1,500 all by itself. You'll also receive directly from the Skywatch TV archive the complete Teens Rock Collection on DVD. Join Joe Horn and his talented group of young panelists as they discuss important issues facing today's modern youth culture. Featuring bonus interviews with musicians Alicia and Whitney as they perform their original songs, So Much More, and Try Kneeling. And finally, included in the Misfits Grand Giveaway, Joe Horn's new CD, This Time Around, featuring the entire Horn family performing hit singles like Long Drive. Talk to Jesus.
So let your heart light on fire for the one true Messiah. Talk to Jesus. Yeah.
This time around.
This time around.
and so many more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,600. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. The Misfits Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com.
Topic number one this week, science. The World Economic Forum has embraced what they call the Fourth Technological Revolution as part of its Great Reset initiative, fundamentally restructuring civilization here on planet Earth in an attempt to build heaven on Earth. According to a report by the WEF, expect to see more and hear more about synthetic biology as scientists attempt to use it to reset humanity's future. The World Economic Forum proclaims a scientific human reset is near because, quote, synthetic biology lies at the intersection of an aging population, climate change, and environmental degradation, end quote. Yes, an aging population. This gets back to Elon Musk's statements this past week that it's not overpopulation that's a concern. It's the fact that our population is aging and birth rates are now below replacement rates. We are essentially decided that we're just not going to show up for the future. The World Economic Forum believes that somehow we will overcome death through technology. It is transhumanism. But just imagine a transhuman future where death is eliminated, but human sin still exists. No consequences for bad choices. That is actually hell on Earth, not heaven. And speaking of Elon Musk, he says that his brain interface technology company Neuralink hopes to start implanting brain chips in humans in 2022. The purpose is to create what they call a ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces connecting humans and computers. This can have some really good medical applications like treating serious spinal cord injuries, neurological disorders, but connecting the human brain to the internet, what could possibly go wrong? Two-way communication, what can be connected to the web, can be hacked. Partner this with the metaverse, the immersive 3D virtual environment. You can see an awful lot of people just checking out of reality and embracing virtual, in other words, joining the Matrix. Well, SkyWatch TV, asking for your support to help us continue the work that we're doing at Whispering Ponies Ranch as we use the therapy horses, the miniature horses that Nita Horn raises there to reach children who have been scarred by their interactions with adults. These are children between the ages of 9 and 11 in foster care through our partners at Royal Family Kids. They bring them to Whispering Ponies Ranch, and through these sweet little horses that are not intimidating, not threatening, and have no agenda other than, you know, please scratch my nose, children can be reached. Children who otherwise have put up a wall around themselves and statistically speaking are at much greater risk of ending up in prostitution, pornography, on drugs, in gangs, or in jail, or dying much too young. And because of their injuries, their psychic, their social, their psychological wounds, passing along these scars to the next generation. But we can reach them at this young age with your help. We've got construction projects going on at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and your donation during the month of September will go to that end, and can also get you a copy of the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha. That includes the Book of First Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, Book of Jasher. Excellent reference material. It's large print so that when your eyes are getting a little weaker, as mine are, you get to that certain age, this is still very readable. For your donation, your gift of $300 or more during the month of December, we'll send you a gift box of items from Whispering Ponies Ranch, a calendar, keychain, coffee mug, a camp DVD, and Joe Horn's latest music disc called This Time Around. Excellent, excellent music. Joe is a world-class musician. Plus, the Defender Family Bible and a $100 gift certificate for you to spend at the SkyWatch TV store any way you like. For your donation of $1,000 or more, the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift box, the Defender Bible, a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you like, and an invitation to visit the ranch, take a group photo with the staff at the ranch, the SkyWatch TV staff, to join us at our sponsors banquet, a special sponsors banquet at our 2022 Defender Conference, and an invitation to attend a taping at the new SkyWatch TV studios. You can find out more and donate. Help us to support the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch through Royal Family Kids. SkyWatchTVStore.com or call us during regular business hours at 844-750-4985. SkyWatch Films, a new development of Sky, our new division rather, of SkyWatch TV. Josh Peck is heading this up, and we can now say that he is officially an award-winning filmmaker. His film, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, a winner of the Gold People's Telly at this year's Telly Awards ceremony. He has produced the jaw-dropping new documentary film exposing the UFO disclosure movement, The Great Delusion. And you can access those films and everything else from SkyWatch TV for as little as $2.95. Stream them now in full HD, which is much higher resolution than you get on a DVD, by the way. Much, much higher resolution. Stream it in full HD for as little as $3. You'll find all of our films there. The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America on the occult symbolism embedded in the art and architecture of Washington, D.C., and more. SkyWatchFilms.com to get instant access. This week on SkyWatch TV, the ladies of Simply His, Nita Horn, Allie Henson, Donna Howell, talk about misfits. Are you a misfit Christian? If you're watching this program, I'd say there's a good chance that that's true. Can God use you? Is there room in the kingdom for misfits? Indeed, there is. Find out more as the ladies talk with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. Our schedule for all of our broadcast programs, which includes the main show, Simply His, our health program with Cherise Parton, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. All of those, you'll find the over-the-air schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you control the schedule with your remote. If you've got the SkyWatch TV app on Apple TV or Roku, it is a free download to your set-top box, and then from there you get access to all of those programs, plus these daily updates and Unraveling Revelation. Of course, you could also download our free mobile app, and that gets all of the video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with a schedule of our upcoming events, important news, and under the news tab, you'll also find the free excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. We just released part 5 of a series that will run through February. You see, I want you to try before you buy, and we're going to be running, you'll probably get 2/3 or 3/4 of the book for free through the mobile app. Just download it to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. Works on all of those. You'll find the link to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar. Look for the link that says SkyWatch TV app and add that to your device. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.